T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy taking Black Friday off. Glad I can fill in for him on this Friday. Mike Dottiglia is not taking any days off. Mike, do you ever take a day off? Have you ever had a day off in your life?
Yeah, I have, but not recently.
Just seems no matter the circumstances, no matter what's happening, we can count on Mike Dottiglia to be there all the time, and we appreciate your being there. But, you know, take some time for you every now and then, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, sure will.
Well, other than what happened on the field last night, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, really did. It was great. I had all the family here, so we had a really good time. And other than watch the Saints, and it was everything else was really good.
Yeah, there were two great football games on during the day. They were both nail-biters. In fact, the afternoon game went to overtime. That was great. The first game came down to the final play, so there was some good football on up until the Saints took the field against the Bills in the Superdome. Let me cut right to the chase, because Steve Geller last hour told us he doesn't think we ever see Trevor Siemian under center again for the Saints. Do you think that it's going to be either Hill or Book that will be quarterbacking this team going forward?
If Taysom is healthy, and I've always felt this, if he's healthy, he would be the quarterback for the Saints the rest of the season. Again, what I don't know, and neither does anyone else, is his health issue with the foot. And, you know, if he was healthy, he'd have played last night. So I don't know about, you know, never seeing Trevor Siemian again. That never sometimes doesn't quite make it. And, you know, if you wanted to see Ian Book, why didn't you have him active last night and play him if that was the case?
That is a mystery, isn't it? Why, is he so bad?
But to me, it is.
And having so much trouble assimilating to the pro game that he can't even dress out in a Saints uniform? God knows they have plenty of roster positions. It's not like they're having, you know, so many players that they can't figure out who to put on the 53-man roster. There ain't nobody there. Everybody's hurt. So why is Ian Book not been dressed out?
Yeah, that's one question Sean Payton is the only one to answer. Because to me, at this stage, this is back-to-back game. This is the low moment in the Peyton run with the Saints, because this is back-to-back games. You didn't get beat. You got beat up pretty good. You hit the pothole, you know, on the streets. And it's obvious now that, and to be totally honest on this part, even if you would have been fully healthy, it would have been tough to beat Buffalo last night.
It's a good team.
Listen, they're a better football team than you right now. They have better players than you do at this stage, and far better quarterback in play. I mean, Josh Allen's a much better quarterback than anything the Saints have.
What an amazingly mobile, agile, big man. And he doesn't care what happens. He's throwing it all out there. If I were a Bills fan, I'd be nervous by some of those upending hits he took. But he doesn't seem to care. He's going to sacrifice whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah, he's the guy that a few years back attended the Manning camp. And my best description of him is he's built like a big lumberjack. I mean, he's almost 6'5". He's 240 pounds. And is a much more athletic quarterback than just looking at him. You wouldn't think he's that mobile, but you know, he's very strong. As far as arm talent, I've only seen one guy in over 20 years throw a football. Now, sometimes he's not as accurate as you'd want, but just pure arm talent. The only other guy that could whip it like that was Jamarcus Russell. I mean, he can really throw a football.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be compared to Jamarcus Russell on any other level, but that's, yeah, at least from that angle, that is a good comparison, I think.
Yeah, he's far more accurate than Jamarcus was, but for his arm talent, it's fairly close there. But listen, they're a good football team. That, you know, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender this year. So even if you had everybody healthy, this was going to be a difficult game to begin with. But it goes to show you, you know, Bobby and I talk about this a lot, that, you know, it's a lot of coaches talk with this next man up. And that's great to tell fans and media, and fans and media repeat it. But in reality, this football team doesn't have anybody close to Michael Thomas at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody close to Alvin Kamara at running back.
No, God, no.
Jameis Winston is, no matter what you want to, how you want to grade him, he's a cut above anything you have at quarterback. Ryan Ramczyk is one of the best right tackles in pro football. You've lost some of your talent level at tight end. You're not thrilled about what you got there to begin with. So offensively, you're taking all these injury hits, but for the first time you see it, it's bleeding over onto the defensive side of the football too. And you know, and they, you know, because once it starts to spread, then it just doesn't affect one side of the football. It affects everything. And, you know, Nick Saban said it this week, and he's absolutely right. Nobody wants to win more than those players and those coaches. But there is a certain gap in talent that once you start this, you see it. And last night, you know, it was a dedication to number 9 and Drew Brees at halftime. And you saw what he meant to this football team. They got a lot of people that want to sing you a song over the last few years. The Saints didn't go as far as they could have because of Drew, because of his age and injuries. Now those same people are telling you, boy, I wish we had Drew Brees back at quarterback.
Yeah.
You know,
he makes guys better than they are. He raises the talent of players around him. I think Trevor Siemian does not have that same ability.
He is what he is. Dave, he is what he is. He's a backup quarterback. Okay, in the offseason, all I read was from some people was, okay, remember the Raiders? Kenny Stabler got old. All of a sudden, Jim Plunkett comes in, and they win a couple Super Bowls with Jim Plunkett. You don't have Jim Plunkett on this football team. Bottom line.
You know what? Jim Plunkett may be a better option right now.
Well, he might be at this stage. But you got major deficiencies at the most critical position on the field at quarterback. And at wide receiver, other than Deontay Harris, all these other guys are fighting to be the fifth guy on another team. And you having to play them as your starter or as your number 2 or 3 receiver. I don't know that Sean would ever admit this. Well, he's not going to admit it during the season. I don't know if he'll admit it after the season. But that's the redo that you have to have. You got to go out and get a veteran quarterback in the offseason, and you have to redo your wide receiving core, not just through the draft, but also go out and get a veteran receiver that can help your football team. That's what Buffalo did. They gave up a lot for Stephon Diggs. They gave up not only just one first-round pick, but also multiple picks. And then they go out and they get Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley, they signed as a free agent, and they used the draft choice on Knox, the tight end. Okay, it just doesn't happen overnight. You got to be able to build that core up. And right now, you sort of short-sheeted in the receiving core.
Talking with Mike Dettillier here on WWL. host, co-host of Sports Talk, and our WWL NFL and college football analyst. When we come back, we'll take a look at the rest of the season, starting with this coming Thursday and what we should expect from the Saints. And we'll also talk about the fact that LSU is getting ready to have their last game of the season in Tiger Stadium. If they lose it, their last game of the season anywhere. And if they lose it, the last game that Coach O will ever be at the helm for the Tigers. What does Mike expect out of LSU Saturday night in Death Valley? We'll find out all of that after this. Here on WWL, I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We welcome your calls on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line on this Black Friday at 504-260-1870. 6:43, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us here on WWL's First News. You hear the LSU song there? Tigers taking on the Aggies in Death Valley tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You'll hear all the action right here on WWL and on the Odyssey app, wherever you go. Mike Dettillier is our guest, breaking down NFL and college football for us this morning on this Black Friday. Mike, how do you like the Tigers with the last game ever for Ed Orgeron coaching LSU in Death Valley?
Well, I know Ed don't have no more eligibility left, but
should have redshirted.
If he could play, he would. I mean, I know how bad he wants to win this game. I really do. There is a path to victory for LSU, but it's similar to the Saints in that there's not a lot of margin of error here. And listen, I give it to them. The past couple of weeks, man, defensively, they have really played well. They played good enough to defensively to have beaten Alabama. But you got nothing on offense.
Nothing.
And it's maddeningly inconsistent to watch Max Johnson play at quarterback. I mean, he'll make a couple of nice throws, and then he misses wide-open receivers downfield. They have gotten better running the football with Tyron Davis-Price. And emotion will carry you just so far. A&M's the better team this year.
6.5-point favorite.
But I know how much they want to win this. Not only for Coach O, but for themselves. There's still a lot of pride on this football team that they want to play. And if you win here, then you would be bowl eligible. This will be Ed's last game as coach. He will not coach in the bowl game.
So even if they win and make a bowl, he won't coach that bowl game?
I know they've said that, but then you've seen him sort of peel back on that. And I think that's probably coming from above him. Who made that choice. But I really think this is it Saturday night for him. And I know as a team, man, you put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this. And it certainly didn't go anything close to how you wanted it to end. I think they're going to give Texas A&M a pretty good run at this, but A&M's the better football team.
If Miles Brennan hadn't caught his flip flop in a deck and broke his arm before the season, do you think we'd be talking about a completely different scenario now? Would we be talking about this being Coach O's last game? Would we be talking about no offense for the Tigers? Did that one little incident make that big a difference, do you think?
I think it would have been better on offense. I don't know that the outcome would have changed, but I think you'd had a better output offensively. I do know one thing. They got a lot of people who are writing or on other radio stations and podcasts that flew the flag about how great Max Johnson was, but I don't hear that today. You know, Max has plateaued as a player, really has. And not all of it is his fault. You got offensive line issues. You lose Kayshawn Boutte, who's really a star player. But again, at that critical spot, it goes to show you, Dave, you can't mask it. No matter what you try to do at quarterback, if you don't have a guy that can give you consistent effort, then you're not going to consistently win games. You look at the teams that are winning big. If it's C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, or what's happening with Bryce Young at Alabama, or Matt Corral last night wins it for Ole Miss, and it's the first time Ole Miss has ever won 10 games in a regular season, ever.
Wow.
So it goes to show you what that position means when you have it. and when you don't. When you don't have that guy at that position, what it means and how you struggle. And there's much more of the roller coaster involved with it. So to answer the question, I think you'd be better on offense with Miles. If the outcome and what would have happened to Coach O and all would have changed, I sort of doubt that. I think that was a reality with all this. That it was a little bit more deeper than that, but I think you'd have been better on the offensive side of football if Miles had not gotten injured. And, man, just bad luck for Miles. I wish him the best. And I do know one thing. There's probably about 60 teams in college football that have contacted him already.
Yeah.
So it goes to show.
The day he said he was going to transfer, yeah, he was in demand.
Yep.
Yeah. Well.
Absolutely.
We can't rewrite history, so it is what it is. But we can look ahead to the future. Are you hearing anything that excites you about who may next be the quarterback of the LSU quarterback? Pardon me, the next coach of the LSU Tiger football team?
I think now I've always felt from day one that was kind of a three-person tier. And for Scott Woodward, it was always Jimbo Fisher at the top of that list. Jimbo came out and I guess you can use the term in Jimbo talk, said about as close as you can say, I'm not interested at this moment. I'm not interested. The other guy was Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. Now, I think the president of LSU, William Tate, he wanted Mel Tucker. He saw the success that Mel had at Michigan State. And for a team that was picked to either win five or six games, they're up to nine. But he cashed that in. He's got like a $96 million extension to his contract, and he's staying. I think it's sort of all chips in now. Scott has always been, I want that guy to tell me no. And I think so far they have not heard that answer from Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. So I think that's where they have targeted their search goes for Lincoln Riley. Now, what happens if Lincoln says no? Then I think they would pivot and turn toward Kentucky head coach Mark Stoops.
All right. It's kind of what happened when Coach O came into the picture. There were a lot of other bigger names that had more success in the past that everyone thought LSU was going to corral, but it ended up they had to go with Coach O, which worked out. I mean, hey, what a hell of a run he had, at least early on, that national championship. Best team in college football maybe ever. Coach O, thanks for the memories. Absolutely, right?
Yeah. For a guy who grew up on the bayou to be the head coach and lead a team to maybe one of the greatest seasons ever, it was a hell of a run, but it was short-lived. But I do think that coaching search now centers on Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley.
Riley or Stoops.
And they want him to tell them one way or another. Are you interested? Will you take it or not? And that's always been the way Scott has approached hiring coaches.
No, we probably won't know for a few more weeks, though, right? Because he's got a season to finish over there.
No, I think you'll know real quick. I think you'll know very quickly.
Really? This weekend?
Yeah. I would say sometime next week you'll know.
All right. We know Mike Dettillier. He doesn't pull any punches. I hope you're right. I hope we have that announcement quickly, and it's a decisive one, and we know the direction of this football team. When we get Mike back right after this, I'll ask him what he thinks we should expect out of the LSU Tigers next season based on what we just discussed and based on all the quarterback talent that is waiting in the wings at LSU. Is the future bright for the Tigers? We'll find out after this. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on WWL. Mike Dettillier is our guest. Mike, I got two questions for you in the last 4 minutes, so balance your time as you see fit. The first one, who's going to be LSU's quarterback next year? Garrett Nussmeier, Walker Howard, Caleb Williams, Max Johnson, or somebody else? And is the future bright for this Tiger program next season?
Okay, if Lincoln comes here and he brings in Caleb Williams, it's end of discussion. You know, he would be your guy. Now, again, that's got to happen. First of all, Lincoln's got to get here. And secondly, if he gets here, now with the transfer portal, you can leave and don't have to sit out. Man, that would be an easy call if that would occur. Because Caleb, you can tell, even as a true freshman, he's got the it factor. He has struggled the past couple games, but he's got the it factor to be something special at quarterback. If not, I don't know that he starts the season, but I wouldn't be surprised he ends it, and that's Walker Howard.
He's at St. Thomas More now. He would be an incoming true freshman.
Yeah. He wouldn't start the season, but it wouldn't shock me that he would end it. But Caleb Williams, you can tell. He's a star. He's going to be a star player at the collegiate level. And if Lincoln would leave OU, man, he's the first guy I talk to and say, hey, Caleb, come with me to Baton Rouge. And we'll talk about the other stuff afterwards, because you really got a very talented young wide receiver core.
So how bright is the future for LSU under any of these scenarios?
It's really good. I mean, listen, LSU sells itself. They've been a top five recruiting class 4 out of the past 5 years. And for 17, 18-year-olds, 2019 like happened yesterday. They still remember that team. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's not a major rebuild. People want to tell you that, but it's not. This team has really recruited well. What they haven't done real well is develop talent overall. They got hit with the injury stuff this year, and you understand that. But I think overall development of some of the talent was lacking, and that's where I think Ed fell off a little bit. And not a little bit. I think it fell off with assistant coaches, that you didn't fully develop the talent that you had at LSU.
Yeah, well, that was tough. I mean, not only did they lose all of those great players from that national championship team, but he lost essentially his entire coaching staff because they did so well, they were so highly recruited, that he was left having to restock the cupboard from bare.
Well, that's part of why they pay you $8 million a year, yet you got to be able to do it. You got to be able to restock your assistants, because talent is 1A, coaching is 1B. You got to be able to get those top assistants.
We appreciate all of your talent that you bring to us daily here on WWL. Mike, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy a Sunday off. How about that?
Thanks. Oh, no, I'll be watching, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
All right, Mike. Mike Dottiglia here on WWL. Always right there with the analysis we need and want. The news is next. Your calls after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.